Quite a bit's happened with the Stahl Underground Lab and the journey to detect dark matter since we last spoke about it on this program. There's now a Centre for Excellence where researchers are working on other theories and experiments alongside the ones that are being conducted underground. Dr. Peter Cox is from the School of Physics at Melbourne University and has just been given a bundle of money to support the work being done in the underground lab with some other experiments. The things you're working on, they're above ground as opposed to underground, or are these also in the underground lab?
So a bit of both. So the work I do is I'm a theorist. What that means is I'm building models to describe dark matter, or what we think dark matter might be. And these models are then used to guide the experiments, both the underground experiment that's going to be in Stahl and other experiments. And what we do is we do detailed calculations to try and tell our experimental colleagues what they might expect to find in their detectors.
So guiding them and what to look for.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'll go back a step. What do we think dark matter is?
So this is a good question. So we know from observations by astronomers that about only 15% of the matter that we see when we look out in the universe is the ordinary matter that is around us every day here on Earth. The remaining 85% is something that we call dark matter. And we know it's there, but aside from that, we really don't know very much about what it is. And so that's what me and my colleagues are trying to do, is to try and understand really what this dark matter is.
Okay. How do we know it's there?
So that's a good question. So one of the reasons it's called dark matter is because it doesn't interact with light. And so that means that we can't see it, for example, if we look into the sky with a telescope. What we can do is can infer that it's there through its influence on the other visible matter that we can see. And we can do this because all the matter in the universe interacts through gravity. And so to give an example of one way that we can do this is we can make very careful observations of the motion of stars in the galaxy. And because of the way in which they move, we can tell that there must be some additional matter there that we can't see that's responsible for the way that they're moving. And that matter is the dark matter.
Okay. What's the projected timeline for these experiments, Peter? Because scientists have been looking for this for some time. So I imagine your timelines are quite long.
Yes, that's right. This is something that's been an ongoing effort internationally for quite some time. And there are a number of different experiments that are going on all around the world. Here in Australia, it's a particularly exciting time with the experiment in Stahl. We'll be coming online soon. So I can tell you that the lab underground is currently being constructed, and then the experiment will hopefully be installed sometime next year.
Mm. Peter, from your description, you know it's there, you know it has an influence, you can't see it, you can't detect it. Is that frustrating as a scientist?
I think it works both ways. It's both frustrating, but it's also really exciting because it's a really interesting problem to work on. It's a really big question. And I think it's quite remarkable to say that we don't know what the majority of the universe is made of.
Mm.
And so to be able to work towards a goal like that is really, really exciting for scientists.
How confident are you that this particular lab and this particular research program that's sort of centered around Stahl will, I don't know whether answer the question definitely, but at least come up with some results. Do you have that sort of confidence, or is that a great unknown?
No, I do have that confidence. And I think there's an important point here, is that, of course, there is the opportunity that this experiment might detect dark matter, and that would be an amazing achievement. But it's important to note, I think, that also if it didn't detect dark matter, that's also a really important result because it tells us something about what dark matter isn't. And so regardless of exactly the results that come out of this experiment, it's still going to be very important information that goes into increasing our understanding about dark matter.
Mm. How did you come to be studying all of this?
So I started out, I was just really interested in physics and in the universe, and so I studied physics at the University of Melbourne and then went on to do a PhD, and then since then I've been working as a researcher in dark matter, both here in Melbourne and also overseas.
I just wonder if you remember a time where the, you know, a light bulb type moment where it was like, actually, I want to get involved in that. That's what I want to look at. Something that nobody's ever found before. I want to go searching for this difficult to define thing.
The moment was when I first heard about dark matter and the fact that there is so much of the universe that we don't understand. And for me, that was just, I wanted to be able to go and learn and understand and figure out what makes up the universe that we live in.
Mm. Now, you mentioned that the underground lab is not quite online. So what are the timelines for that you understand, Peter?
So as I understand at the moment, the cavern underground has been excavated, and at the moment they are installing the lab and building the lab down there. And then the next stage after that will be to put the experiment itself in there. And then that's all expected to happen through the next year.